Hey, Brian, it's nice to meet you. Tell me, how long has the farm been there? And as I understand it, blueberries were not your first business venture on the property. Is that correct?
We've been there for 47 years. We actually originally started in Christmas trees. So my father was one of the founders of the Ontario Christmas Tree Growers Association in the 50s, and we had two farms down near Beechburg, and we grew 160 acres of Christmas trees. So it was on one of those that we experimented with blueberries and thought that was something that we could do here, and then purchased the farm at its current location specifically for blueberries in 76.
So let's jump right in. What makes this area, or specifically your property, so conducive to blueberry farming? What factors exist to allow for that?
Blueberries certainly like an acid soil. We have a very unique property in that it was an old gravel pit, so we'll have 5 to 7 degrees difference in temperature between where the blueberries are at the top and where the animals are down at the bottom. So the cold air will drain to the bottom, which has allowed us to grow blueberries here where others haven't been able to. And we're the furthest north that grow high bush blueberries commercially.
There have got to be many challenges on a farm such as yours, but I have to think that animals getting at your young or ripe crop might be an issue. Who are these predators?
Birds. Pretty much all birds like blueberries, so the turkeys, the wild turkeys in the wintertime will eat the fruit buds off the bushes, and in the rest of the year, everything from seagulls to robins and blackbirds and the whole way through.
Huh, I see. So I don't imagine scarecrows are much used anymore, so how do you combat the problem?
We tried lots over the years. Right now we're using a digital electronic distress call, so it's a random cycle. And you'll see speakers throughout the field that play these distress calls, and they seem to work the best. You know, we've tried the bangers and different things over the years, and they seem to not be the most popular with neighborhood dogs and folks early in the morning. In southern Ontario, there's thousands of them out there in grape and cherry country, but being the only one having them here, the digital distress calls seem to work the best and best relations with the neighbors.
What's the main thing people notice about fresh and local berries as opposed to out-of-country berries you get at the grocery store in off-season?
So the ones you get in the store coming from, you know, Argentina or Peru have sat on a boat or a train for, they were picked when they were green and ripened that way. They're not going to taste nearly the same as something you're going to pick fresh off a bush.
I also understand you have a variety of different berries. Are the growing seasons for all of these types the same, and when does that occur in the year?
I guess we also have 18 different varieties too, so that extends our season. Normally we start picking the middle of July and we'll pick through Labor Day with the number of different varieties we have. This year's looking to be a little later, so it'll probably be a little past the middle of July when we'll start picking, and we'll see how the weather goes as to how far into September we will pick then.
Is any of your harvesting done mechanically?
We do everything by hand. So there are machines to pick blueberries, but ours are all by hand.
I know for many farmers, their biggest worry is the winter months when temps can plummet and do real harm. How much is cold a factor for you?
Minus 25 will kill the fruit buds, and minus 35, they say, will kill the plants. And so the movement and the climate change actually helps us because it's less likely that those will occur for us. So,
Brian, it's been a real pleasure. I just want to ask one more thing. You really are a community farm in every sense, aren't you?
We're probably one of the few farms in Ontario that doesn't use any offshore labor at this point either. So there's 10,000 Mexicans and 10,000 Jamaicans on Ontario farms working. We have all local people working on our farm.
Brian, I want to thank you very much for taking the time with me today. I really enjoyed our chat. This has been the latest installment of Growing Up on the Farm. I'm Richard Evans for 104.9 MyFM.